Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another show. I'm John Swicky, and we got a ton of stuff to go over today. It was quite a busy week, and we might not be able to even fit everything in, but lots of news, lots of changes, lots of updates. So let's just dive right in. All right, first up, we have the AP, the Associated Press, and OpenAI agree to share select news content and technology in a new collaboration. You know, this kind of felt like this is going to be the start of, I think, you know, we'll see some of these things pop up, right? So the Associated Press and OpenAI have reached agreement to share access as they examine potential use cases for generative AI in news products and services. This agreement sees OpenAI licensed part of AP's text archive. See, that's the key component of this new story, right? People are going to want, you know, exclusive access to data, exclusive access to this stuff so they can train on it, so they can teach it more things. Now, you know, the OpenAI models can have a little history. So this is, you know, like I said, I feel like this is going to be the start of stories that we see from all providers, right? Trying to get new data sets and, you know, sets that are behind paywalls so they can, you know. It's all about the training and keeping up with the developments there. So interesting to see how that unfolds in the coming months and coming weeks. But so Anthropic dropped Claude 2. And of course, I did a video maybe 2 weeks ago on Claude 1. But so Claude 2 is actually a pretty significant update from Claude 1. It feels very much like a GPT-3 to GPT-4 update. So they actually now have a website where you can try it out, because before it was kind of hard to try it. So you can go to claude.ai and you can kind of get a chat interface there. They still have their 100 tokens prompt model that you could still try out. And you know, this link goes through, you know, how it did on some tests and how it got better, and it also has file uploads as well, so that's something that is pretty cool. And you know, try it out. I think, like, you know, now we're kind of in the era of these are all, you know, there are differences between all these. So you might find for your use cases, Claude's, you know, does a pretty good job, you know, and I think everything's, you know, the barriers of entry are pretty low. So try them out, see how it fits for your workflows, and, you know, see how it fits for, you know, what are those things you're trying to accomplish. I will say for their public facing site, Claude.ai, the file uploading is really nice. That worked really, really well. And, you know, that's a nice, you know, it's free. So it's a nice free alternative, right, to a ChatGPT Plus account. So try it out. It's a big enough change where I think it's worth going through. And I'll probably even make another video that walks through some of the changes and some of the updates in a little more detail. Okay, so Shopify released, or at least announced, I don't know if it's out yet, actually. No, it's going to come out in the summer. So they're going to have their own little helper inside of Shopify called Sidekick. So there's kind of a 3-minute explainer video on Twitter that goes into some detail about this, but it's pretty much a little co-pilot inside of your Shopify account as you're setting things up. You know, you're able to ask it some questions, which is cool. This one example says, I had a drop off in sales in March. Can you tell me why? And it does its best to give you an answer, and it generates like a report for you, which is pretty cool. And then there's one example of it's adding, hey, add my new collection to my website. And it does that for you too, which is pretty cool. Again, I don't have a Shopify store, so I don't know, you know, too much about the process. But, you know, again, it feels like we're talking about last week with public.com's little chat bot, you know. I think companies are gonna spin these things up. They're gonna have their little, you know, your little co-pilot inside of their app, and hey, if it could do stuff for you, like in this example, you know, people will use it, people find value out of it. So interesting stuff from Shopify. Be interesting to see through the summer, how that shapes up. But we'll link to it in the show notes, so you guys can watch the video if you're Shopify people. Okay, so now I know I talk about Poe.com a lot from Quora, but they're, you know, it's a great tool to just be able to try all these things and to, you know, be able to bounce around really quickly, have one login. So it's a really, really cool app. But big updates from Poe this week. So they did upgrade. So if you do use them, you can use Claude too. So the update we talked about a little earlier. So they actually also have file uploading, and the file uploading works on across all of their offerings as well, even if they don't offer it like natively. So what it does is it processes, so you upload the file and they extract all the text and any relevant content, and then they show it to the model as part of the conversation, which is, you know, it's an awesome idea. And they also do the same thing for URLs. So, you know, we've all pasted URLs in the ChatGPT and it's like, hey, I can't read this, or I don't see it. Or the best is when I put it in a YouTube video and it always thinks it's like, you know, dolphins swimming or something random. So the URL does the same thing. It basically will kind of, you know, scrape the page. Sorry, a little slow today. It's 4:30 in the morning. So it'll scrape the page and, you know, provide that text back to the model and you know, kind of keep the conversation going. Again, and I've tried it out. It works incredibly well so far. And there's a big Twitter thread here. So let's see. Okay, so they have some sharing coming up. So you can share your models. They also have two new OpenAI models with larger context windows, GPT 16K and GPT 432K. So huge updates. They also have a Mac app now. So if you want to have a native experience, they have a Mac app now. So yeah, ton of updates from Poe. So we'll link to this update as well, so you guys can get a little deeper dive. But again, I recommend it too. You know, they have a lot to play around with, so it's the easiest way and simplest way to just play around with a ton of these things. So final note for today. So Google published a research paper called Soundstorm about audio generation. And, you know, I think, and again, you know, there's going to be, it feels like also too, like we're just scratching the surface on some of this stuff. And, you know, with, you know, voice cloning, I think we did, you know, text to music too. So, you know, I've been trying to read more of these papers from some of these companies just to kind of get a feeling of, you know, what are they working on? What's coming next? What are some ideas that are going around? So, you know, it's just super interesting. Get a little clip there that you guys can check out. But yeah, just really impressive stuff, you know, and you never know if this stuff comes to light or not, but just really interesting. The processes and the, all that like goes into all this basically. But so crazy week, like I said, big updates, you know, Claude 2, OpenAI deals, Poe updates, Shopify, love announcing their sidekick. Also as well, Bard had a big update, but I did a separate video on that already this week, so I'll link to that as well. And that should do it this week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate all of you, and we'll see you next time.